we'll go on to WPFW, but let me ask Nancy, you prefaced your email with this budget saying it was still incomplete. So do you have something you want us to vote on tonight?
Well, we wanted to, the last time you looked at it, you wanted data to support what we had proposed for direct mail, for website income, and for the embassy events. And so we've been collecting that information, and we have been having Marticia modify the FY 2015 with data that was not in Great Plains. And if you want, you know, if you want to see that, we thought we could present that data to you all tonight.
Okay, so you're not asking for a vote, but you want to run your work by us so that if there's any other questions, you can address them?
Yes, So, you know,
okay.
Yeah, we realize it's not complete.
So what are the areas that are still, in your view, incomplete?
Well, when Marticia modified the FY 2015 number, what she took, you know, so there was a bunch of stuff that was lumped into listener support, and with the Memphis data, it showed that it should have been distributed among other categories, and so we had her put it in other categories and reduce listener support by the same amount in some cases. In some cases, it was missing income. We had 70,000 income missing from Great Plains for 2015. And so that's back in there. And I think that affects our cash flow for 2015 and subsequently for 2016. And I just want to know where we should look for that. So when she redistributed that, the comparison of the listener support for 2015 to the listener support for 2016 was quite different. And in addition, the listener support for 2016 is higher than it last time, than it was last time. I don't know why that is. We just got the budget from her today, and so we've been trying to, you know, shift through it and make some modifications to it ourselves. So we're going to have to modify the listener support down, probably between 70 and 100,000. The last budget that we presented, the listener support was about 1,130,000. Now it's about 1,205,000 or something like that. And it also has to have the distribution put in for the FY 2016 correctly. And I was trying to put them in, I put it in the extended EFT and listener support tab, but it wouldn't populate over to the income expense sheet. So I just put notes next to those rows for the direct mail to show that our original amount that we proposed, which was $39,000 for the whole year, based on the member numbers that we had last December and January, and the rate of response, I calculated the rate of response from that and applied it to the number of members that we have this year and the average gift that came in last year. And it comes out to about what we proposed, $39,000. I guess that's a realistic number then. And then for the the same thing for the website. We had 18,000 total proposed for the whole year. But when we went through the numbers of the email blast that was sent out last December, looking at the response rate and the average gift of 112, and multiplying that response rate times the number of emails that we have this year, which went up, we should propose about 57,000, and we had 18,000. And then we did find the numbers for the French embassy in the MEMSIS system also, and that is under community defense. See, that's line 17. So we did make around 46,000 in, that number is different than the MEMSIS number. I think it was about 46,000 to 47,000 on ticket sales, and the expenses were about 15. Although I just saw a recent number that the expenses were 11, so I have to sort that out. And then we did lower the rent. Jerry said, decided to lower the amount that we're going to raise it by, by 500 instead of 1100. So the rent, we're going to propose the rent going up to 2000 in March. Okay, so it should say March. Starting in March, it should say 2000 to the end of the year. So those were the data that we had numbers from in Memphis that we wanted to present. And we'll be, I guess Markeisha is going to have to be putting these numbers in also because we weren't able to do it. So, we know where we have to go with it.
So it looks pretty straightforward. Your budget has a surplus of $120,000 in it currently.
Yeah, it's going to come down when we adjust the listener support.
When you take listener support down to what you made last year, you're going to be basically break even, and you have a little room to bump up your website income to what your actuals show.
Yeah. So, hopefully that'll do it for us.
Does anybody else have questions on the PFW budget?
Lester with the...
This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
On listener support, how much were you projecting to decrease it? Because you're almost $200,000 more than FY15 in this budget you sent us today.
Right, yeah. In the last draft that we put out, it was 1,129,000. Last year was about 100,000 less. So I'm not really sure how that's going to fall out. So it could be 200,000 less.
Okay. Well, that would be more reasonable if you're trying to compare it with last year.
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't get the amount you were talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And since our membership has gone down by about 1,000, that's more reasonable, too. We've been talking about plans, what we can do to increase our membership. That has to be looked at more closely. Jerry,
yeah. There are a few operations that are going on at WTFW that are, I guess, hard to quantize within the budget because the budget is based on past performance. For instance, everybody is aware that we received the new HD equipment from KPFT, and that's an operation that's being undertaken now. And as you see, it's not in the budget anywhere. A lot of it's being funded by in-kind donations, and we're hunting down sponsors right now. There's a lot of attempted growth at W that we can't really reflect in the budget. It's performance that is just going to have to speak for itself, because there's no past history, which is also the case with our, you know, our community partnerships, our increase in media sponsorships. There's not a lot of historical data, because quite frankly, not a lot has been going on in the past couple of years. So we try to present as realistic a budget as we possibly can here. We just got a little more data to sort out. We've got actually mountains that we've received of supporting data. We have the source code and from Memphis, and what we're doing is the mechanics of filling cells now. We think we have a working plan, though, with a fair amount of padding.
Okay.
Adriana?
I heard Adriana. Anyone else to stack?
Our Paul.
Okay. I've got our Paul. And, folks, I'm going to encourage you to be brief, because they're not asking for a vote on this tonight, and it would be a good courtesy for us to get to KPFK before we meet our time. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I see a huge difference, $17,000 extra in your November total revenue compared with what Efren sent us from the national office. You have $4,000 more in listener support. I mean, he had more, $4,000 more than you, but doesn't have anything else more than listener support there. And it's a difference of $17,000. I worry about that. And the second thing is, I don't see in your total number, you are not even out the depreciation, okay? That is something that you should do too. You have
Efren. Yeah, we need Efren to help us with that.
Okay.
But that's a tiny adjustment for PFW, because you don't own a building.
For November, yes, it should match what Efren has. This was these are not the actuals in this. I don't know where these.
Hey, 17,000 short. What you have?
I think he had like 30. Let's see, what did he have?
34,000 in listener support.
34,000 for November for total revenue, right? Yeah.
Right.
So all the listener support numbers are a little high. Are high. Some of them are way too high. They were lower in the last rendition of the draft. I don't know how they got bumped up so high. Like I say, we just got it today, and I haven't had a chance to find out why they're higher. But they're also much higher than last year's, a lot of them. So we realize that those need to come down, and probably somewhere between 100,000 and 200,000 total.
I'm
back.
Okay. Thank you.
Paul?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. We should move on momentarily, but I think you guys have made a ton of progress. I'm really happy to see the supporting detail on your web campaigns and on your direct mail campaigns. It creates a clear basis for the numbers. And it looks like, I'm just penciling in figures here, but if you lower your fund drive goals to what would create daily averages of $10,000 a day, then that would take your listener support down to what it was last year. And it would create a small deficit, but you could zero that deficit out by increasing website income to the amount your detail supports.
and then you'd have a balanced budget with the same amount of listener support as last year. I think that's real progress, and it's not too much more work to get there. Anybody else before we move on? Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And good luck hitting your fundraising goals.
Thank you.
Okay, KPFK is what's left. Michael, you wanted us to hold this over to this meeting so you could be at a computer for it. Do you want to bring Leslie on the call as well?
I just emailed her to see if she can get on. She's was still at KPFK the last I heard, so I'm hoping she's about to get on.
Okay.
Email here for a second.
So this is the version whose file name is ends in semi-final one, correct?
Yeah. Semi-final one. Let me see. Okay. I think I just because I sent two versions of it. Mine just says semi-final, but
yeah.
I think if twice it says semi-final one. I don't know.
What do you have, Arpal?
I have just semifinal, period.
Thanks.
You might have saved it twice somewhere, and so it added a one just because Microsoft likes to confuse us.
Yeah, if you receive it twice, I have 2.574.
Yes, it was my Microsoft that added the one.
Okay.
Evil Empire.
Maybe evil. I don't know if it's an empire anymore. All right. So we're now looking at a budget that forecasts a drop in listener support of 500,000, a drop in overall revenues of about the same amount, and a drop in expenses of nearly 800,000. Creating net income after the depreciation adjustment of $120,000. That's the surplus. Correct?
Yeah, that's based on a reduction in hours continuing at 80%, and you can see 945 is buyouts and 7 as it projected, and
okay, so that's what's new, and that's why you've got a surplus. So, sorry, I just hit all the month by month. I see. So your personnel costs still jump in January, but they don't jump by as much.
Right.
Because instead of going restoring people to 100% who had their salaries reduced, you're restoring them to 80%.
Yeah, people who would now be working more than 80% would be cut to 80%.
Okay.
People have less than half time, continue with whatever they had for half time. Yeah, people originally at halftime the original cut was not for everybody. It was for people who had mostly full time or more than half.
Got it. Questions on this budget?
Arpal?
Bill.
Got Arpal. Bill. Who else? Go for it, Arpal.
Okay. So, I heard you just say, did I hear you just say that, you know, we know that people have spent or will have spent 4 months at 50%. You're saying that after this they're going to go up to 80% instead of 100% of what they were?
That's the proposal.
Okay, so that's the proposal. Nobody's going to try and do that unilaterally, right?
My understanding was they had a meeting today at which it was presented and they're discussing it.
Okay. Is the arbitration still going to happen?
Yeah, that was scheduled, but the arbitrator was ill, so they just had a conversation about some risk, basically, and also the reunification pay, I think, that's still being resolved.
So when is the arbitration going to really happen?
I'm not sure what it was rescheduled for.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. This. I mean, okay. I just have to say, it certainly looks like. It looks like a gamble. It looks like gambling. I'm not.
Yeah, this is a proposal that people discussed. The last time we discussed the previous version of the budget was to reduce expenses further in this way.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the information.
Bill.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I'm really concerned about revenue still. And if comparing the Fund Drive Pledge Details tab with what you have for listener support on the main budget page, in the Fund Drive Pledge Details tab, the total for the year, cell L25 shows $2.466 million, which is about $100,000 less than what you have on the AT8 on the main budget tab. And I'm still concerned that you are showing so much revenue. I mean, you have about 200 fund drive days and counting the, including the 92 of them that are quiet days, I believe, right? And you're projecting almost $500,000 in those quiet days. It just seems like that's an extraordinarily optimistic projection when you've got the same listeners, you're going to be hitting them up for the other however many fund drive days, 110 or so. Do you have any experience that shows those quiet days are going to be producing that much money on the average? You have a goal of 5,400 with 90%. Expect to get 90% of that.
Let me see if I can find last year for a second here.
Because I'm assuming that when you go up on regular fund drive days, you're going to end up probably getting less on those quiet days because you're hitting up the same people asking them for donations, and they're probably going to be getting more and more tired of that. I'm afraid you're going to be getting less listeners and less donors as you go up in the days.
Well, we're trying to do fewer. I mean, that was the idea of doing more quiet days, was to do fewer. Last year I think we had over 120 full on, 122 or something after we did the other two.
Yeah, but you have 200 days total for including both categories planned for next year.
Right, but the quiet. Leslie, getting on? The quiet days are much less inclusive than the regular programmer, and the regular programmers are just asking people, it's pitching to the website.
It's hard for me to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, Michael, your voice is very muddy. Are you on a headset or something?
Yeah, hang on a second. I was trying to text Leslie and just a second.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I heard Leslie get on. I'm saying I was trying to text at the same time I was speaking. So, let me look at the symbol last year. In December of last year, which we did half of it was quiet drive. We did quite well with the quiet drive. I don't see it broken out on this, but it was, within, I think we had 10 days or 12 days, 14 days of on air, and the rest was quiet, and the income for December of last year was at Western support was 370,000, reflecting pretty successful quiet drive. That's an answer to Bill's question about any evidence for doing well in quiet drives.
Have you recognized that I'm here? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Leslie. Welcome to the call. Thank you for hanging in there with us.
Oh, no problem. I think all the managers are doing what I'm doing. Between fun drive and being here, it's just a long day.
So the question that Bill's raising is about the basis for the quiet drives. So if we're reading this right, there's 30 days of quiet drive in April at $5,400 a day, 11 days in June at $5,400 a day, and 31 days in August at $5,400 a day, and another 20 days in September at $5,400 a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's 443,000 just for those quiet days, and that's after multiplying it times 90%, assuming you only get 90% of your goal. It just seems like an extraordinarily high number for quiet days.
Well, I'm taking my cue from Michael on that. I of course was not that kind of work trusting him.
Well, I said two or three times the explanation of how the quiet days are being organized around different themes. I can send it again if you want. But, the idea was building up towards May 1st. It was one around the end of the tax year, one was around the end of the fiscal year, one was around the end of the calendar year. And the other piece of it is that we do have a motion pending. I mean, we passed the motion through the LSB to create an LSB fundraising committee and are still waiting on the implementation piece of that, which was for the local station board to intensify its efforts to sign up either major donors or sustainers or both, which, could conceivably account for some of that income in that way.
Well, I thought you were starting that last summer or something. I mean, it seems like there's no reason to wait.
There was no reason to wait except that we could not get a quorum on our board for about 4 months. So we finally passed, I think, in October, and we haven't been able to vote on the implementation mechanism.
Well, let me go on to a few more things, just briefly again. The three mail, I think you're expecting to raise about almost $20,000 from only mail drives, but I don't see any expenses for that. And that doesn't show up that you're doing that on previous income statements, so I don't know where you came up with the $20,000. You're obviously going to have to be spending some money for that. And also on the catching up of past due premiums, I didn't see, maybe it's not on there, but the past due payables, are you paying those so that you can send out the premiums?
On the past due payables, what we were left with last time as premises was the payables that you thought we would be legally liable for in the upcoming year, and that's what I've included here.
If you're going to expecting people to donate.
Bill, let her finish. Bill?
Okay.
Well, you'll get a chance. Let her finish. Go ahead, Leslie.
Thank you. I believe the ones that we are going to be held, that we may end up in court for, and I think those were your precise words, are the Bass Seniority and pension payments and the Material World grant. The rest of them, I don't think it is going to be a take-it-to-court sort of situation, frankly. Right now, our outstanding payables for premiums are at about $70,000. That's a lot, but it's a lot less than it was. Now, your other question was about the cost of the mailings. And I'm looking for that right now.
I know you talked about combining the sort of donor mailing with the tax statement.
Yeah, and you'll notice, wait a minute, no, it's not there. Hang on, I'm looking for
this, this would be rows 122 and 123 of the budget. They're direct mail printing and direct mail postage.
You'll notice that we have in 131, we have, and in 130 and 131, we have figures that correspond to those mailings. If you'd like me to move those figures up to 122, 123, I can do that.
Well, I thought 131 and 132 are just regular, the things you do all the time that would just increase listener support.
Well, okay, then I'll move them up.
Well, I mean, is that...
Those are where I put those figures.
But, I mean, you do that every year, right? But you're projecting an increase in whatever line item it was for mail fund drive, line 9.
Right.
That's in the past showed close to zero, and so now it's jumped up to over 19,000. It's not a huge amount compared to other things, but...
You know, as I say, we are not planning on doing... I'm not sure I understand the difference between direct mail printing and printing marketing, for instance, or between direct mail postage and printing subscription renewals.
Well, Leslie, renewals are... They should go automatically to everyone once they hit 12 months since their last pledge.
Right.
Right. Whoever's running your MemSys should be putting a new batch of those in the mail every month.
Well,
but,
we obviously can't afford to do that. So we're moving those. I'll happily move those up to the direct mail costs if that's how you want to do that. That's the problem.
Well, no. I mean, renewals should more than pay for themselves, as should direct mail. It's just that if you're counting on the income from both, you need the expense for both.
Well, I'm not counting on the income from snail mail campaign of renewals. We're doing those by telephone at this point. There's no income generated here from snail mail renewals.
Wow.
We're broke. We don't have the staff to do it, among other things. Our staff is going to continue on part-time for 9 more months.
So, like, phone would cost take more time.
Nancy to the stack?
Another quick question. Tower rent is less than last year, too. I'm just curious about that. Should be going up every year, I would think.
Line 112?
Line 112.
Rent expense tower? That was based on an average that came out of FY 2015. Our rents are not going up. But if you take that $2,100 figure and divide it by 12, you get our $1,250. I suspect what you're seeing in October is a back payment on something. I'm busy straightening out the payables from October to November now. A lot was misassigned.
Well,
let's say $1,250 times 12 is $15,000.
Yeah, that's what's budgeted there.
But even
right.
in 2014,
that's 6,000 less than the actual, and it's gone up every year from the previous year.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll add some more in there. We'll make that 15 all the way across.
Okay, Nancy.
Anything else you want? I'm working with the union on these pay reductions, and I will reduce the pay accordingly to the expenses you put in here.
Nancy, you're next.
Oh, I just wanted to throw in how our experience from the Memphis data on the direct mail, it looks like we spent about $5,000 on printing and mailing costs, and we got about, you know, $25,000 back. You know, that's a pretty good rate of return. But we did, you know, our
we didn't do that last year. I don't know why it didn't happen last year, but it didn't, so it didn't carry over to my calculations this year. But I can certainly put that in. I don't know what income I could generate with that, but we can put in the cost and see what happens.
And the email blast seems to really pay off, too.
We tried that and didn't get anywhere with it. You know, got a couple thousand out of that. We can try that again, too. We tried that back in June or July.
You know, Leslie, you could do the same thing that WPFW did for their budget, which is they found the last direct mail campaign they did, found out how many people they were mailing to, what percentage responded, and then what the average gift they responded with was, and then just apply that percentage and that average to whatever the size of your list is now, and you should have a pretty solid number.
Okay, we'll go back a couple of years and see what that looks like.
And, you know, that's even if you didn't do it last year, it's still proven revenue. I mean, you have a basis for budgeting around it.
Okay. I'm assuming you don't want me to bring in paid staff to help with that. Oh, I can roll that into the expense. I'll talk to Terry about it and see what he can do.
Okay. Anyone else with questions on KPFK's budget?
I mean, I'll just point out again that the whatever Bill is saying about the revenue, it's where, you know, the previous 5 years is you know, in the $3 million range, and it, you know, obviously it took more days to do it, but we're projecting $500,000 less in income than any of the previous 4 years actually showed. So that's a pretty substantial cut in income that's built into this budget already. I just want to reiterate that.
So I want to follow up on that, Michael. I went through your old emails to look for the supporting information on the silent drives and came across a detailed fund drive plan that you sent out.
Yes.
Looks like in September. And it included an end of fiscal year quiet drive in September of FY 2015. Did that happen?
No, I think we did. That's when we did the flash drive instead. They did a two-day on air.
Okay. I mean, I have to say the silent drive seemed to work really well at the end of the year for several of our stations because, I don't know, people are in the giving spirit. They're doing tax gifts. I don't know if that means it's replicatable across the year. And I'm a little concerned that the budget from April to September basically has you in nonstop quiet drive when you're not in full fund drive. Like that it's all backloaded at the end of the fiscal year. You could be in a pretty deep hole before you figure out that it's not working out as planned. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, as I say, that there was a logic to each of them around the time of year that they are scheduled. It had to do with, as I say, with, you know, the end of the tax year, the end, you know, and May 1st, and then the end of the fiscal year and the end of the calendar year. But
all
the back to school and for August. But all the, everybody starts back here. Then I don't know what the school town is like up north, but LA Unified is back in August now, and most of the community colleges are back in August. And
wait, so I guess like the question is, what's the plan B? So like, let's say you go in a silent drive, and instead of getting $5,400 a day, you're getting $1,000 a day. Does the amount you haven't raised get added on to the next fund drive goal?
Well, I'd like to make a suggestion here. I have a letter in front of me from somebody who'd like to buy our building and lease it back to us. No, this is a deadly serious letter.
Uh-huh. That might be a better letter to discuss in the executive session then. Certainly we wouldn't want to discuss dollar figures on a public call.
No, but is it something that you want me to investigate?
I think all options should be explored, but that would be something to discuss with Lydia.
Okay.
It's Bill.
Yeah,
Bill.
Well, yeah, all options should be explored, but that doesn't help generate more revenue. It just creates more debt, or potentially could increase more debt, so... Actually, I'll take it back. Essentially, you're liquidating a capital asset that you could, which is not necessarily a good idea for the long term.
Right.
But, and I also noticed just looking at your cash flow, the end of the month, you don't have a lot of cash each month, and a few of them are red, a few of them are negative, but, so like Brian was saying, if you're towards the last half of the year when you've got just almost constant fund drive, or either quiet or active ones, if things don't work out of the way you're projecting, you're going to end up having not being able to make payroll or something. It's going to be a real problem for you.
Yes, but if you look at the cash flow, it falls in the months between fund drives. I mean, it's perfectly fair to say that in January, for instance, when we're not in active fund drive, when we're just in quiet drive, then we're not going to make as much. And the idea, of course, is that December carries over into January. I mean, it doesn't make sense with our income model that I see for us to be counting on having income equal to our expenses every month. I don't think
well,
how that
just the number. It's just the number of quiet drive days that I think you're going to burn people out. You've got 30 days in April, you've got 11 in June, 31 in August, and 20 in September of next year, plus active fund drive days the other months, starting in April, every month.
And there is negative cash balances in the cash flow still.
Yes, I tried to work those out, and it's just not possible when we get money in March to not carry it over until April. I just don't see how I can do that.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
He's talking about on the checking account balance. Something in April has to be... paid in May, kind of to some of the actual expenses that are dispersed in April can't be essentially because you can't have a negative balance in the checking account at the end of the month. So,
and the 560 in May. Okay, fine. We'll delay a payment there.
Well, the big one is April. It's a negative balance of $82,000. That's big enough to swallow a payroll.
What line are you looking at? I'm sorry, cash flow?
Cash flow row 46, checking account end of month.
End of month,
yeah, that's
April.
5,300.
I'm showing 6,550. What have I done here?
Did I say September? I meant September.
Yeah, so September is at the end of the year.
133. Yeah, that's, we'll just not pay something. We won't pay material. We won't pay $25,000. We won't pay the union some of their money. We can do that.
again.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, and the idea of selling a building, I mean, I know you're just throwing that out as a possibility, but I don't think it should even be considered unless there's really a long-term plan to get us out of debt. And
well, honestly, I just opened that email.
That wouldn't do it.
It came from one of our staff. I just opened it as I was sitting here, and I thought I'd throw it to the mix.
Well, I think you do need a better plan B, though, as Brian was saying, because I'm afraid that, you know, you're still optimistic on the revenue.
Well, then why don't we, you know, go back to cutting everyone back to 70% instead of 80%?
Adrian?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I'm saying this, you know, and I'm being serious here. Because we, all the rest of our expenses are at the bone at this point. I mean, there is nothing else to cut here. And we have to have some room to increase our income. And I don't know, I mean, I'm cutting cable service, I'm cutting $22 bills, I'm getting rid of one of our printers here. There is nothing left except generating some revenue by liquidating some of our capital or continuing to cut staff. Now, if we continue to cut staff, we're going to continue to have a second-rate product here. And there's, you know, there's no doubt that the station is not doing functioning as it should be with the staff at 50%. I need the opportunity to make more income than is shown here. You know, we didn't put direct mail renewals in, and you want that in. That's fine. I can do that, but there is a cost for that in a balanced budget. I mean, I have gone through this with a fine-tooth comb. I have gone through every invoice. We can stop making international calls to make sure that all our news is local. We can do that. And that will certainly help our telephone bill. I mean, there are ways to do it, but it is at a sacrifice of what this station is. And that's what that is at this point.
Adrian?
Adriana?
Yes. First of all, I think that some of the conversation that we are having here have nothing to do with National Finance Committee. I think that we need to keep working with the budget and the political decisions have nothing to do with this committee, and I think that some of the things that we are talking about are not exactly financial issues. But I have a question. I can see that your revenue, somebody said that you are short, but what I can see is according to effort numbers, your October and November are exactly almost on the money.
Yes.
The numbers that effort sent us are exactly the right ones, the one that you have in your life. Right? I'm wrong. I'm missing something.
You're correct.
Okay. Okay. And after that, I think that that's okay. The rest we like I said. I understand what you are saying, but some of this discussion, I believe that should be the way that we are doing it, because it has nothing to do with decisions that the PMB, the executive director, and the CFO need to make. And it's nothing that we can solve here throwing options. I don't know, but that's the way that I see it.
Michael's in the staff again.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, yeah. I think the solution that all of us recognize is that we have to build back up our audience and our financial support with the sponsors. When we were doing $3 million budgets, you know, several years ago or something, we had, you know, many, many more listener sponsors than we have today. Maybe 28,000 compared to 15,000. So, that is the solution, is to find additional people who are willing to support the program, the ones who used to or new ones. And, you know, we have to find ways to, you know, tap those listeners to support the programming. This budget does cut the income, as I said, dramatically compared to the last number of years, because they're recognizing that the current fund drives are not producing what they used to. And then it cuts the budget every which way, and including on staff, you know, pretty much to the bone of being able to maintain the operation. So, you know, it's very difficult to see what other cuts, you know, can be made, or, you know, in a sense, you're saying, well, you're projecting more income than you've shown in the past, but we're actually projecting less income than we've shown in the past overall.
Yeah, Michael, I want to clarify. I can't speak for Bill. I'm not quibbling with the overall listener support figure. It's the method of fundraising, the silent drive, seems unproven, so...
Well, as I say, we did well with it.
Speaking for myself, what I would like to see is a plan that says, if this isn't working out, here's what we do. You know what I mean? Like, it goes on to the goal for our regular fund drive, and we'll have to extend it by so many days. Because what I don't want, just speaking for myself personally, I wouldn't want this budget to give a false sense of security to people who feel like they're making their goals and their fund drives and then don't know why their station can't sign their paychecks at the end of the pay period.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. The problem is that the proven record is that the more we extend the drives, the less we get per day. And, you know, that's been a vicious downward spiral for a couple of years now. The on-air drives that are preemptive. We did, you know... No, I'll just stop there. We did do much better on the last drive in terms of the percentage of the pledges that were made without premiums. It was up to around 40% of the total pledges coming with no request for a thank you.
Wow. So, and what was the total pledge during the drive, the gross pledge?
It's in there now. Is
it the figure that's in the budget, $500,000?
It's, well, total of $615,000 because it's still over the following month.
I see. So, okay, so you've actually... outraised what's in the budget.
What's in the budget now is the budget we're looking at incorporated the actuals from that fund drive, October, November.
Okay, well, it says 500,000 in October, November. Gross pledge. And it forecasts... Oh, this is weird.
No. It was 500,000 in October and then 115 in
oh, yeah, I see. Okay.
It's Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you're going to get some one flu this month because I'm not sure how long you're actually going, but you have projected 15 days of fund drive this month, averaging 26,667. What's your daily goal? On the average, and you're projecting to raise $400,000 in pledges. That's assuming you only get 80% of the goal. So if you don't get close to 400,000, you know you're going to be in trouble this month.
Right.
Right.
Yep. How are daily totals looking so far?
Not at 27,000, I'll tell you that.
But, I mean, they usually tick up towards the end of a fund drive, right? I mean, are you kind of on track?
We're punching it up starting today. We're starting to punch out more promos, starting to do more work around it. I mean, I'm sort of limited here because I have a lot of repeated programming. We're not getting a lot of new programming in.
All right, anybody else want to discuss KPFK's budget?
Nancy to the staff.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I just was looking at the profit and update in the way the budget and the actual are shown.
Yes, thank you.
I just wanted to say that I just love the way that is presented. It's very helpful to see it that way. Appreciate that.
Michael, I have one last comment. I did want to point out that we, in terms of projected fulfillment, I think that we have a lot more realistic sort of 82% for most of it in terms of, I think that was criticism on them in the previous budget that the station was they showed a much higher fulfillment rate than they're actually capable of maintaining. It was like the fulfillment rate on the number of pledges as opposed to the dollar amount was used, I think, last year. And this one shows, I say 82% for most of them.
Right, and it shows not making the full goal.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to do? Do you want a vote on the budget tonight? Do you want to, I think, aside from the listener support numbers, everything we discussed was a relatively small tweak. It was the mailing expenses, and what else? Oh, the tower expense.
I didn't mention website income, but it looks like it's maybe too high also, especially if you don't have a webmaster.
Website income, $14,400?
Well, compared to 2015, you had $5. Then maybe it got thrown into listener support, but it's hard to have website income without, when you, I know you're having trouble with your website, and with the webmaster, it's going to be hard to probably maintain that. It's not a huge number, but always add up.
Well, web income's 26,000 in 2012, 17,000 in 2013, not recorded in 2014, and it looks like not recorded in 2015.
Yeah, I'm going back
to the website. As soon as I get hold of all the passwords, it will be much better.
The fiscal year 11 to 13 averages were, very close to 1,200 in the lots that we put in. It's like 1,193 the years that it was recorded.
Well, my point is if there's some expenses you're going to have, you should expect to keep it up and going.
Paul?
Yeah, if you're going to make a motion of some sort, I would suggest you look at the clock and think about making it soon.
Yeah. I was fishing for a motion from someone else. I find it hard to compose and chair at the same time. I mean, it sounds like you guys are really sick of working on the budget at KPFK, which is understandable. And the big X factor is whether your fund drives and your silent drives can deliver.
The big X factor for me is whether the union is going to roll with this or not. And we met with them today, and they're not entirely comfortable with bringing people back to 80%.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Right. I mean, your position currently is that that's not up to them, right? That's what's being arbitrated?
That's what's being discussed, yes.
So I think we...
That it's not up to them. We are... The arbitrator actually fell ill and was unable to attend, so we had a conversation with them. They maintained the right to go into arbitration if they, you know, if we don't satisfy them. They want to look at the books before they sign off on anything.
Okay. I feel like you should drop a budget based around what your position is until that changes. A bad arbitration is not going to make more money available to pay the staff at KPFK. It's just going to force layoffs in lieu of hour cuts. Paul, what's your question?
Well, I think there are a great many variables that we simply can't do anything about right now. If one thing goes wrong, things fall apart drastically. If a different thing goes wrong, things fall apart drastically. I mean, you know, in other words, there's either going to be, on one side, your revenue largely collapses. On the other side, your expense largely grow beyond anything you can deal with. So, right, I don't know. I mean, these are imponderables at this point, and both could happen. So, I don't know. I don't know that we can resolve any of this right now. I think we can't do anything. I think we can't do anything at this meeting about this particular budget.
Well, they are ponderable. They may not be resolvable. Adriana.
Yes, I think that if we use the same things that we are using with the rest of the people, you know, we have a KPFT budget that we approve, and we some tweaks, and it's $32,000 under what they are supposed to pick up in October and November. But that's okay. I mean, what I'm saying is, sounds kind of fine. Why don't we approve it with some little changes and put proviso again that at the end of the first quarter, at the end of December, we check the numbers and we adjust it the way that we have to, like we did with PRI. Because I can see the revenue, we can discuss that we want. But till now, it's one of the few budgets that was presented to us that accomplished what they said in the budget during October and November. It's the first one that I see, you know, that they are just on the money, in the revenue side. And then, because we can keep discussing what could happen, but we will be to the end of the year, we put the proviso to modify if we see that this is going bad.
Okay, I think you and our Paul might have been obliquely agreeing with each other there. Does anyone feel differently that we should not act on the KPFK budget?
Well, with maybe a provision like Adriana said, it might be okay. Apply the same sort of proviso that we had for PRA. Is that what you were saying, Adriana?
Well, the difference is that in this case, in PRI, we have already a deficit that we don't have here. PRI had, during the first 2 months, is under what was projected. It's not the same case with KPFK. KPFK, it's exactly in the money that they are projecting.
But that $500,000 deficit last year.
Yeah, well, all of them, we can talk about KPFT and all of them, but that has nothing to do. We are talking about this budget, and we say October and November, they are exactly in what they are projecting. Obviously, I'm not saying it's a blank check, and we will say, okay, whatever happened. No, at the end of December, we can review if everybody is keeping up with the revenue, and we can adjust down there. But I believe that, you know, till now, it's the only budget that I see, that I saw till now, that is just on the money on the revenue. It's not short. It's just on the same money that they projected. I mean, why we need to keep discussing little things? We have huge holes in all the other budgets.
I'll just point out the other difference in this budget is we did, as the you know, the committee pointed out, we put back in the full central services payments, you know, for this year.
Great. All right. I'd like to move a 10-minute extension, and if I get it, I'll propose language that we can bat around. Does anyone object to extending the meeting 10 more minutes? Okay, hearing none, here's the language I'd like to propose starting with. The National Finance Committee recommends approval of the KPFK budget with the following provisos. One, that the restoration of staff hours be contingent upon the achievement of fundraising goals in the budget. Sorry. I'm going to change that to contingent upon and proportional to the achievement of fundraising goals in the budget. And two, prior to submitting this budget for PNB approval, KPFK management shall correct transmitter rent expense to be in line with the prior year and update direct mail expense to reflect the cost of its budgeted mail fund drive. That's my motion. I just sent it out. Who wants to make changes?
Bill.
Go for it, Bill.
Add the same proviso we added for PRA.
Which is
if the revenue doesn't come through as projected each month, that the ED and CFO work with management to make necessary cuts. Forget the exact wording, but that was the gist of it.
Yeah.
Adriana? Oh, I need that
exact. Well, maybe Paul, you could help him out by lifting the exact language from the PRA budget we passed earlier.
PRA budget. Hold on.
Can you wait 1 minute, Adriana?
Yes.
Okay.
With the proviso, in order to replenish its reserves, Pacifica Radio Archive shall raise $3,000 a month more than budgeted effective 1/1/16, or cutting an equivalent amount of spending. Is that the one?
Yeah, but I think Bill wants to lift the final clause out.
Oh.
Well, there was a later addition that Adriana made.
If the unit does not comply with the proviso, the ED and CFO will make the cuts in collaboration. Is that it?
Yeah. I think the difference is, Bill, that here the cuts have already been made.
Exactly.
And our proviso puts limits on the circumstances under which they can be restored.
Well, but the point is that if they don't produce the revenue that they're projecting,
uh-huh,
than budgeting. That's what we put in. That was what was put into the PRA budget. PRA archives shall raise $3,000 per month more than budgeted, or cut an expense equivalent amount of spending, and then there's that enforcement mechanism.
Right. So what's the specific language you want to put into this motion?
Well, the same thing we put in for PRA. I don't have that. I haven't seen it in writing, the one that where Adriana is language added.
Adriana?
It's ordered. It says, I can read it if you want.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Arpal.
All right. The proviso is,
In order to replenish its reserves, the Pacifica Radio Archive shall raise $3,000 per month, more than budgeted, effective January 1st, 2016, or cut an equivalent amount of spending. If the unit does not comply with the proviso, the executive director and CFO will make the cuts in collaboration with the unit head.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So you want to add all of that, including the $3,000 amount, Bill?
Yes, because I had a $500,000 deficit last year. That's
okay. He's free to propose whatever he wants. We're just clarifying what his proposal is. Now we'll debate it. You're first on the stack. Go ahead, Adriana.
Point of order. First of all, it references mm-hmm. Pacifica Radio Archive. Should I put KPFK in for that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adriana.
That was exactly what I was trying to explain. I mean, in the case of KPRI, we are talking about a deficit that already exists in this budget, this year budget, FY 2016. In the case of KPFK, we are not talking about that. My idea was putting a proviso. How can we apply the $3,000? I mean, like I said, KPFT have $32,000 under in October and November. What, are we putting a proviso right now too? I think that the proviso should be for all the budget. Should be understood, but we can put it like a proviso in all the budget that in the after the every quarter, each quarter, we will check and we will find a way to solve it. In the case of PRI, we are talking about a unit that didn't do what was asked for them to do, didn't make the cuts last year, didn't apply, didn't use any of the provisos that we asked them. And that's why, I mean, we are saying this year, if they cannot do it, and obviously they are not making the cuts, somebody else has to do it. It's not the same case here. They are doing the cuts. What I think that we should be vigilant, yes. But putting that proviso, 3,000, where did that come from?
Michael, did I say?
Oh, I disagree. That was my amendment.
I've got you, Michael. I had scribbled my name down behind Adriana. I just want to say, I hear where Bill's coming from, but I think we have very different situations. At the Pacifica Radio Archive, we had a unit. We could clearly see, based on its fund drive results, that it was going to run a deficit. We passed a resolution almost a year ago saying they needed to either raise the difference or cut the difference of $8,000 a month. They did neither and wound up with a $100,000 deficit, which is exactly what we were projecting. At KPFK, we were looking at a similar situation last year. We asked KPFK to cut $250,000 in operating expenses, and the management that came in cut more than that amount in operating expenses. So there's not an issue of compliance with financial directives of the board, and furthermore, the cuts are already in effect. The provisos in the budget resolution that I drafted are about under what circumstances, what amount of those cuts get restored. It's a completely different problem from potentially needing a mechanism to impose cuts versus constraining the mechanism for restoring them. I would argue against Bill's amendment. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, let me point out to Bill, if you look at fiscal year 2015 projected, which is not projected, it's the actuals at this point, was built into this. The total revenue for last year was $3,269,000. We're projecting for this year about $500,000 less in income. If you look at the total operating expenses, including the essential services, it was over $3.5 million, $3.554 million, and we're cutting that this year by $800,000 something. So, you just have to
recognize the tremendous amount of work that's gone into this budget to try to bring it into balance and into compliance with both the directives of the board and fiscal responsibility. And I agree with what other people say. I think anybody has to look at in terms of qualities as you go through the LSB will look at this one, what the December actuals were, and the PMB should look at it, and then, but you have to have some kind of planning document at this point, and we're almost through the first quarter, and so I think the proviso that, along the lines of what Adriana was saying, that, we will continue to review the budget as it proceeds to make sure that states in balance is all it says. I'm done.
Anybody else?
Well, Bill, for the stock again.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I realize you made two cuts, and I realize they were very painful cuts, but they still weren't enough because you still were in a deficit of about $500,000 last year. And so I guess just saying we can't wait till the end of next year to do something.
280. The figures are there. It's 285.
Let him finish. Let him finish, Michael. I'll be happy to put you back on stack. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was looking at the income statement, but anyway, I just want to make sure we don't wait till the end of FY16 to decide that, whoops, we've got a problem. And if the revenue doesn't come in as per the budget, then I think we should do something about it as soon as we recognize that that's happening.
Mr. Chair, I call for the orders of the day.
Okay, that forces us to go to a vote on the amendment and then the motion. R. Paul, can you please read the amendment?
Okay, the amendment is, oh, it skipped. Hold on. The amendment is, in order to replenish its reserves, KPFK shall raise $3,000 per month, more than budgeted, effective January 1st, 2016, or cut an equivalent amount of spending. If the unit does not comply with the proviso, the executive director and CFO will make the cuts in collaboration with the unit head. Okay. Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
No.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Nancy Sorden.
No.
Barbara Whipperman. Okay. Lydia Brazon? Not here. Total is 1-4-6 against 1 abstention.
The amendment fails. We'll now go to a vote on the main motion. R. Paul, could you read it for us?
One second. Okay. It is. The NFC recommends approval of the KPFK budget with the following provisos. One, that the restoration of staff hours be contingent upon and proportional to the achievement of fundraising goals in the budget. Two, prior to submitting this budget for PNB approval, KPFK management shall correct transmitter rent expense to be in line with the prior year and update direct mail expense to reflect the cost of its budgeted mail fund drive. Okay, Lydia Brazon, Adriana Kasanov,
yes,
Bill Crozier,
no,
Brian Edwards Tiekert,
yes,
R. Paul Martin, no, Tony Norman,
yes,
Michael Novick,
yes,
Serene Roberts,
I'm sorry, I need it reread.
Mr. Chair, do I reread it?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, the NFC recommends approval of the KPFK budget with the following provisos. One, that the restoration of staff hours be contingent upon and proportional to the achievement of fundraising goals in the budget. Two, prior to submitting this budget for PNB approval, KPFK management shall correct transmitter rent expense to be in line with the prior year and update direct mail expense to reflect the cost of its budgeted mail fund drive.
Yes.
Nancy Zordon.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman. Okay. 6-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Motion carries. So, we're left with just WPFW and WBAI's budgets unresolved. It sounds like WBAI is in striking distance. Sorry, WPFW is in striking distance. And WBAI presents some profound structural concerns that may be beyond the reach of budgeting. What I'm going to do, folks, just for information, is try to roll everything into a memo to the National Board and any CFO who we may be able to hire while I'm incommunicado, laying out the motions we have passed and what's still up in the air. I'll send you all a copy of that when I do. And I will talk to you all in January. Yes, Adriana.
Yeah, I have a problem with, we still not having the last budget with the modification from KPFT, and we know already that they fall $30,000 under the revenue that they projected for from October and November. Obviously, we cannot, recommend the approval to the budget that is already $32,000 under what they projected. We need, something need to be done on that. That's why I was thinking that we should add a proviso there too, you know, because...
Yeah, Adriana, I think, you know, I think we could do, at our next meeting, we should be able to do a first quarter actuals review. You'll remember that last year when we did that, we proposed a number of crisis management measures. That's when we proposed the cut at Pacifica Radio Archive and KPFK and KPFA and so forth.
Perfect.
But we can't just keep the budget on the drawing board. I mean, at this point, now that we're getting financial statements, they need to put some kind of budget into the software so that they can produce budget versus actuals, and we see how far off we are.
Perfect.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time, everybody. I guess we will talk again in January.
Happy New Year.
Thank you all for
keeping
KPFK afloat.
Thank you.
Good luck. Yep, we're now adjourned.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.